If passed, Prop 4 will require state approval of permits before any future large-scale metallic mining operation begins. Any such mine is already required to go through a handful of state and federal permitting processes before it can actually start operations. Proponents of the measure argue that legislative approval is a logical addition to the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve regulations. The reserve was established in 1972 and requires the legislature to approve permits for oil development and gas leases within the reserve, with the goal of protecting the environment, specifically the wild king salmon population. Anders Gustafsson is executive director of the Renewable Resources Foundation. He says the initiative essentially updates the reserve regulations to make them more relevant to modern issues, and that the extra scrutiny couldn't hurt.
We feel that it's, with the importance of the fishery, it's worth an additional review of the legislature and the public to be able to basically measure whether they think that the cumulative effect of all of these permits being granted and the project as a whole could endanger and put the fishery at risk.
Opponents, however, say if the initiative passes, it allows environmentalists free rein to wrap the region in bureaucratic red tape, stalling potential development operations for any length of time. Jason Brunet of the Alaska Miners Association says the measure would politicize the process.
We have permitting agencies whose job it is to make sure that projects in the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve or throughout the state are done properly, protecting the existing resources, the fisheries resources, the wildlife, you name it. That is the rule of law that should be continued to be followed. Alaska's permitting process should be scientific. It should not be political.
The Alaska Supreme Court issued an order this spring for the initiative to appear on the ballot after a coalition of mining groups challenged its constitutionality. The measure aims to regulate a specific area in the state. Though state law forbids statewide initiatives to govern local matters, the Supreme Court ruled that the Bristol Bay Fisheries Reserve and its state of health are important to the entire state and its economy. Treadwell reports that the ballot would cost the state upwards of $140,000 to implement if passed. No Southeast locals testified during the hearing. The hearing was required by legislation passed in 2010, which requires the lieutenant governor to hold hearings on ballot initiative measures in each voting district in Alaska. The initiative will appear on the November 4th general election ballot. This is Megan Peterson reporting.